The table had to go. The next morning, Elise called to ask about her table. She was angry and told me how upset she was that I had given a family heirloom away. Then she hung up on me. When Elise called that evening to apologize, I told my husband to say I wasn't home. I was still angry and hurt. The following day, I returned her call, but was unable to understand what she was saying. I drove her to the emergency room, where the doctor confirmed she had suffered a mild stroke. During the next few days, I dropped by her apartment, but she was no longer the vibrant, obstinate Elise I had known. At the end of the week, I received an early morning call from her caregiver. "Please come over now," the woman said, her voice matter-of-fact. "She's passed away." When I arrived, I saw Elise lying on her bed, motionless, her eyes closed. I sat on the edge of the bed and held her frail hand, too shocked to cry. The morning after Elise's death, I pulled her will out of my file cabinet. Elise had insisted I take a copy of it a year earlier. I read through it and stopped when I saw my name. She had left me $50,000. I didn't remember her saying anything about her bequest. If she had, I would have insisted she donate the money to a charity or give it to a friend she had known longer. I knew I couldn't spend what she had left me on myself. Elise was a friend. I'd helped out of loyalty and respect, not with the expectation of being paid. Her attorney sent me a check, and I opened an investment account in her honor. Over the next 20 years, Elise's gift grew and gave me the opportunity to disperse funds in her name to a cause she cared about deeply, children. Various families and charities benefited from her donations. Some families received funds to send their grade schoolers to summer camp. Through the local food bank's Food for Kids program, her donation provided children who relied on daily school meals with weekend backpacks filled with food to take home with them on Fridays. A few days before my unconventional friend died, I heard her on the phone asking about the odds. I don't know whether her last bet paid off. I didn't ask her bookie when I met her at Elise's funeral. Yet the gamble I'd taken years before when I placed a call to the senior center and met Elise had definitely made my life richer. I took a chance on humanity, and Elise's friendship was the jackpot.